It was a shove felt around the world. Or was it? When the heads of state were lining up to have an official picture taken, it appears that President Donald Trump shoved the Prime Minister of Montenegro in an effort to be in the front of the photo. Like many, I watched the video multiple times to determine if what appears to be a shove was actually a shove. And whether it was or not, the problem is that many are thinking it might have been because President Trump has a reputation and everything he does is filtered through that perception. Like everyone, Trump has a reputation shaped by actions and word. People don't just see what we do, they see what we do influenced by our reputation. A person who's known to be kind and just, their actions are then seen through the lens which assumes kindness and justice. And someone who's seen to be a bully, who's bragged about treating women badly, who's been seen to make fun of a disabled person, who regularly attacks those with whom he disagrees, is then judged through a lens of suspicion. We may not like this reality. We may wish to be judged by each and every action we take as if they are totally separate and independent of one another, but they're not. Because we do follow patterns. We do act in a manner reflective of our values. Our reputations are under our control, built over time, brick by brick, action by action. Our reputations, though, can be reshaped, for they're not fixed and frozen for all time. But to do so requires focus, effort, and intent. But most of all, it requires us to know what we believe and what we value. For our reputation is but a reflection of who we are and what is most important to us. If we don't like our reputation, we can't blame others. We can only blame ourselves. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.